This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Got a couple of letters, emails, messages, whatever, from various people saying, I thought you said it was going to be a landslide. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. I'm going to tell you up front, I'm still not feeling well, but I decided I'm going to go ahead and try to get these shows done. I was literally sick for a month, just misdiagnosed on me, COVID, thought I had the flu. And as it turned out, I had the woo flu. And if you diagnose this correctly, I took five pills of let me tell you what this was that I took so you guys can know. It's called azithromycin for five. I had five pills. But literally from the first pill, I could tell immediately it was a no-brainer. But if you fight it like a flu, it'll kick your butt. So my word of warning, don't do that. Anyway, somebody's saying, hey, Kevin, you were wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, I was not wrong. I predicted exactly what happened in a free and fair election. Donald Trump got over 70 million legitimate votes, probably closer to 73 to 75 million if you negate all the ones that they undid by others. Donald Trump blew out the Barack Obama numbers, blew them out as I predicted. He won re-election in a landslide. And the only way you cannot believe that is if you believe that Joe Biden is 6 or 7 million votes more popular than Barack Obama was in 2008. The KevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255. You've got to be out of your mind to believe that. I did a video about it. I said, oh, Joe Biden is the most popular presidential candidate ever. Said nobody. Because nobody on the planet believes that. All eyes, folks, on Democrat ballot harvesting. That's what they did. Trump called it. We all saw it. Now, thankfully, he's going to fight it. And I'm going to make the prediction that he still remains president. Because you can't look at these numbers in any reasonable way and say to yourself, the Democrats won. 100-something% voter turnout in various districts, everywhere in battleground states where there happens to be a Democrat governor? Yeah, coincidence my behind. No coincidence there. As I told you guys before, God is in control. I didn't even watch a single minute of the election results as they were happening. Nothing. I said I'll wait till the next morning. I told you guys this when I did an hour show during the break while I was deathly ill. That's how much I care about you guys because I wanted to let you know I was around. But anyway, I did an hour show and I said, hey, look. I'd woken up in the middle of the night with a fever. Donald Trump is saying, look, we're leading by 200,000, but here. And I was thinking, just because the TV happened to be on there and they were covering that. Because I didn't watch any election coverage. I didn't in 2016 either. And so I was like, oh, yeah, wow. I had no idea those were results. Fell back asleep. Woke up the next morning. Biden had suddenly caught up. And that's when I went, okay, game on. Now, he's overplayed his hands. The Democrats have overplayed their hands. Biden, the media has anointed him, the 46th president of the United States and a host of other things. He's got a long road to go. Because I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump is not going to let this go. If there's any place where he will input the Justice Department and say, we're going to do some digging. And the first, I'm going to tell you. As soon as heads start to roll, as soon as secretaries of states start going to prison. Kevin, are you saying this is going to happen? Nope. I'm telling you what should happen. I'm telling you what needs to happen to save the republic. But I'm also going to tell you that you can calm down, because I said it earlier. God is in control. I wasn't going to watch these results. I am not going to watch these ongoing play-by-play results, because I'm not going to get my blood boiling over something I have zero control over at this point. Now, what have I done? Me and a team, we launched an entire thing on, we're going to support legal activity in all of these battleground states, started fundraising for it, started hiring attorneys, and a host of other things. So I want you guys to understand, like usual, I'm putting my money and my time where my mouth is. But don't send me a note and tell me, what's supposed to landslide? Donald Trump won in a landslide. You know it, I know it, and the Democrats know it. They gloated. They didn't care about Biden campaigning or anything, because they'd already ballot stuffed. And God, I know there is a God, so I'm not going to say that. But I'm telling you, God willing, he'll expose all this nonsense. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'll tell you this. You better be happy that you got Donald Trump in office taking a look at this. What Democrats did, folks, is they registered people who had no idea that they even voted. But they did something that they've been doing since Trump came down the escalator. And that is, they've underestimated him. They've also underestimated us, and they continue to. See, they want America to believe that the majority of this country wants a brain-dead moron and his future mistress, Black Widow, as the leaders of this country. But they screwed up. They overplayed their hands. See, Biden, if they had gotten Biden 66, 67 million, 68, something like that, they at least could have sneaked that in. But when you get Biden 70-something, I'm talking, 74, 75 million votes? You got some pretty serious explaining to do. And unlike Romney, who let this all go, I told you guys in the one I talked the other day that Philadelphia had six or seven districts where Romney didn't get a single vote. And then they had a few others where the voter turnout was 103%, and he didn't fight. It's a different day today. People are going to go to prison over this, I hope.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You remember what it felt like in 2008 when Barack Obama won? Because I do. And I explained it the other day. I talked about my oldest son being, I think it was his first year at Wharton. And, and he called me up and said, "Dad, I've never seen this kind of excitement over a presidential election." And I said, you know, I knew what he was saying, but he was telling me, you haven't seen this. You haven't felt this. And he was right. I mean, I could feel it in other areas, but he was like, I'm on campus. Dad, I haven't seen anything like this. And, of course, Barack Obama won. And he won in a landslide. And there was no question. I don't think there was a Republican on the planet who looked at the numbers and went,
Oh, man, we got cheated. Everybody, you know John McCain, man. People loving John McCain.
You would have... Somebody needed to say, take a hammer to your head if you thought John McCain had won the election in 2008. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. John McCain got his butt kicked. He deserved to get his butt kicked. Democrats still cheated, I'm sure, just to ensure, just to drive home the point. But at the end of the day, it didn't matter. John McCain was a horrible candidate. He ran a horrible race. I'm actually glad he didn't win. I'm embarrassed that I ever voted for him. And Barack Obama won, and there was nothing we could do as a nation except to say, holy crap, we just let a criminal in the White House. We let a guy in the White House who, I shouldn't say that. What I will tell you is, we let a guy in the White House who doesn't deserve it. And he turned out to be a criminal. We didn't know it at the time. But he turned out to be a criminal. And there was nothing we could do. The train had left the station. And everything pointing to those signs proved it. I don't care how big McCain was getting people at rallies. Mostly Sarah Palin was. But they get people at rallies. But Barack Obama's rallies were 4 or 5 times larger. There was no way we could look at that race and go, oh man, we got cheated. We got railroaded. We took our lumps and we said, we'll get your bony butt in 2010. And we whooped his head. Speaking of which, let me tell you something. All of this, Democrats that listen to this program, if you want to gloat and have some fun, here's what I'll tell you. You no longer have a vote. If you allow what happened to Donald Trump to happen, you can forget your vote. I'm going to do a video to black people to say, hey, black people, in case you missed it, the Democrats don't need you anymore. They don't need to go out and make promises to you and do all that. All they got to do is satisfy the congressional black circus clowns, get them their money, and they will let them run roughshod over you because the Democrats now know how to manufacture votes. They don't need you. Donald Trump moved the black vote. Donald Trump did everything he was supposed to do to win an election legitimately, and I'm talking about authoritatively. And he lost. And do you think that you're going to win when the next special session comes around for this particular Senate seat or that House seat or whatever? The Democrats have figured out they can manufacture votes anytime, anywhere, pick off anybody they choose, and there will be nothing you can say about it unless you have Republicans in control. People willing to count the votes, people that are willing to say, and cry foul, judges that are willing to look at this data and say there is no way statistically this happened, and people start going to prison. That's when you're going to make a difference. Anyway, 2008. Barack Obama won, no questions asked. 2012 rolls around. Now Barack Obama's scared. He's like, you know what? I couldn't maintain all the things that I thought I could maintain. My promises were broken. People hate Obamacare. I'm not popular anymore. He found that out pretty quickly in 2010, didn't he? Elections have consequences. We whooped his nappy head. And then by the time 2012 rolled around, we actually had a candidate who looked the part. Mitt Romney. He picks Paul Ryan. Everybody on the Republican ticket's pretty happy about it for the most part. Again, God saw it differently. But we had a very different dynamic than we did in 2008. And by all intents and purposes, I mean, I don't care about Romney anymore. I'm glad he didn't win. But on paper, he should have won. And I believe the Democrats they pencil whipped him.
Oh, there weren't as many people that came out for Romney. Statistically speaking, Barack Obama could not win the election of 212. I said that, and I stand by it. I don't believe he won a legitimate election. But you know, when he sat there and he said that to Medvedev, you know, I'll have a little more flexibility after I win re-election. He already knew they were going to ballot stuff. This is not a secret, the ballot stuffing, folks. The only difference is we don't do it, and we didn't need to. Donald Trump got over 70, I don't know what the number is going to end up being, 71 million, but here's what I told you. I said, this dude will blow out Obama numbers, and here's what I can tell you about Trump. From the beginning of his rallies in 2016 to 2020, they were crescendoing. His popularity rose in his first 4 years as president. Not waned. Barack Obama's popularity fell. As I said one time on Fox, it went over like a pregnant pole vaulter. It dropped like a rock. Boom! Because nobody was respecting him any longer. They were watching his moves. They were watching people give him Nobel Peace Prizes and nonsense. And they said, this guy is worthless. Might as well be playing tennis with a baseball bat if you got this clown as your president. But he sneaked in because the Democrats had already started doing it. And you know why? Black folks like, well, he didn't need more time. I mean, we got to give him more time. Y'all, come on, y'all. All them white people don't like him up there. Really? That's your excuse? So, I'll even defer. I'll defer on 2012 and say, yeah, okay, what? Look, Barack Obama won. But let me tell you, 2020, you can't convince me. Not in 1,000 years. There is nothing you will ever say to me to convince me that Donald Trump did not blow out the numbers, and if it was a legitimate election, you're talking a 330 of Electoral College to whatever Biden gets.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the new coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. As far as what this means, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
our threshold was just they had to be above 50%, so to be reporting 90%, that shows it's really working.
U.S. Housing Secretary Ben Carson tested positive for the coronavirus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also confirmed to have the virus. Democratic candidate for Georgia's Senate seat John Ossoff is challenging incumbent Senator David Perdue to three debates before January's election. USA Radio News. House Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina says the campaign slogan "Defund the Police" hurt Democratic candidates across the country. He cited the defeat of Congressman Joe Cunningham in South Carolina as one such example. Clyburn also telling NBC News,
I talked to people down in South Florida that told me that that really, really was a problem down there. And I can also tell you about the Senate. Here in South Carolina. Jimmy Harrison started to plateau when Defund the Police showed up with a caption on TV right across his head. That stuff hurt Jimmy. I just hope that going forward, we will think about each one of these congressional districts and let people represent their districts.
A new Harris X poll indicated that 85% of registered voters say their top priority is to make sure every legal vote is counted correctly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cautionary tale for everybody involved in the political game is when it's over, it will definitely jack with you mentally. In this particular case, we won. We know we won. We got cheated. So it's a different feeling than when you lost in 2008. And 2012 was similar because I said statistically Barack Obama couldn't win. And how did he win? And then when Romney rolled over like a puppy dog and got his belly rubbed by the Democrats, I was like, oh, man, there was nobody fighting for us. It was a ruse. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Total ruse. Just two different parties playing the game, switching back and forth, and that's how the game gets played. But at the end of 2012, I said I remember making the declaration the next morning, I will follow no other group, no other team, nothing. You want to join us? Happy to do it. And I'm happy to report, I was at Hillsdale College. We're going to be working with them on projects. I was with the Heritage group, Heritage.org, beautiful organization run by Kay. And then I've got other friends over there, and they saw our work and said, Kevin, we want to definitely partner with you guys on some stuff, and we're doing this. And you want to know why they do it? Because they recognize the type of work and the quality of work that my team produces. And what have I been telling you guys about? You better take the gloves off. You better get rid of this Marks of Queensberry crap. Put your mouthpiece in your cup. Get on your riot gear, whatever it takes. And you better start preparing yourself for getting in the fight. They cheated you. It to your face. It isn't even like they guessed about it. They just went, we don't care what they think. We don't care what they do. It is identically what you've been watching when you watch Hillary Clinton get exonerated by Comey, while all these clowns that you know should be in prison, and they're not in prison, waiting on the Durham report, and on, right? And all these people do is cheat, 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 cheat. And Donald Trump has a period here. He's got a transition period to say, okay, I really do understand the game. Because I told you guys, Trump's got his sea legs. I would presume he's ahead of cheating. He understands what's going to happen. He predicted it. He said, if you let them do this ballot harvesting, this mail-in stuff, and all this other crap, you can't win these elections. Well, let's hope that he means it, but he better have his sea legs in sicking the Justice Department on attorneys generals all over this country who have done nothing but cheat, and go arrest some governors if he needs to. Because this is no game. We are watching the most egregious theft of... Forget 2016 and Russian and conspiracies and all that. The Russians, the Chinese, all combined, couldn't do a fraction of what the Democratic Party strategized and accomplished. And here's what you should be questioning yourself. Look at how well executed it was. This was not some ragtag thing to defeat a guy who could go across the country and get thousands of people at any sitting and run him against a man who has dementia? A guy with a 47-year career of doing absolutely nothing, and they can orchestrate that win in your face? You better be thinking. You better be really assessing where you want things to go. But don't be dejected. See, because Democrats get very full of themselves when they think, oh, we just found a secret decoder ring. They get very full of themselves. And we can course correct. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't need to feel like, oh my God, this will happen, that'll, look at everything they'll do, oh my gosh. Don't feel like that. A lot of this stuff is not going to happen because Donald Trump did the one thing they can't undo, which is put in a lot of judges. So they can't just undo things that they think they can do. It ain't going to happen. And you should be fortunate for that. But the bigger issue is you now have time to reassess and ask yourself, you going to let this keep happening? It's like I said, I'm the guy you can't make. You can't make a movie about a bad guy who's terrorizing a neighborhood, or he's got a group of guys, and, you know, like Al Capone went and beat the dude over the head and whatever that movie was, you know, smashed his head at the table. I'm the guy that says, I ain't getting my head smashed. Next time I see you, I'll have my pistol ready. And the minute that you give me some grief, I'm just going to walk over and boom, I'm going to put one in your brain, and I'm going to say to everybody else, I'm the new leader, and anybody that wants to give me some grief, you better know it's going to happen quick. I'm not that guy, and I think America is becoming that. You're finally getting to the point where you say, you know what? You want to fight, huh? It's funny, when I first started doing radio, people would say to me, yeah, man, you're confrontational. You know, and I would be like, I don't care. Don't listen. Find another place to go. Oh, it's like that. Yes, it's like that. It is. See, I learned a long time ago, as a kid who lost his mom at 5 years old, I don't give a flunk. I don't have to care. Now, I've learned to care about the things that I care about. But if you think that your little opinion is going to make me change, or my style is going to change because of you, no. You want to know why? Because we need all types. Let me ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. How many of you are willing to... Somebody's got a fight coming and they deserve it. Or you see somebody's honor being disrespected, like some guy hits a woman. How many of you go over and say, what are you doing hitting this woman? How many? Because I'm one. I guarantee you. I'm the guy that goes in and intervenes and says, what's going on here? And it could be a kid who's overmatched, who's done nothing. I can tell you story on top of story. My friends will tell you the same thing. Bar fight where a guy was beating up some little dude that did nothing. The guy accidentally spilled a drink on him, and I intervened. Big old Italian guy. And I looked at him and said, yeah. You can step away from that guy. I'll step in right for him right now. I don't even know this kid. And I did. Because I'm willing to do that for the right causes. See, there are bullies out there, folks. And you just got bullied. You got bullied in a way that I can't even explain to you how bullied you just got.
for the people that are talking about, Kevin, you said Trump is going to win a landslide.
You're exactly right. And he did. And we got bullied, pushed around. Somebody going, I don't care, he won. We're going to stuff ballots. We're going to do all this other stuff. And we dare you. And you know you better be glad that a guy like Trump exists in that office. A guy like me who would say, no, this ain't happening. I don't know how this is going to play out. Here's my advice to you. Stop watching. Many of you, Fox News. Kevin, we love you on Fox. Fox News changed years ago. I've been on Fox News for 3 years. And people still come up to me and tell me how much they appreciate my work. They don't appreciate Fox. They appreciate what I said. And Lynn, here's what I can tell you. In the 11 plus years I've been doing this, losing my butt, practically begging people to help out and figure out a way to help, etc. And you know what? We've never changed. Never changed. Have not backed down one iota. Kevin, you need to be a little bit less confrontational. Screw you! Confront that, punk. I don't need to be less confrontational. I'm going to be me. Who are you going to be? You do you, I'll do me. Because let me tell you something. Guys like me may be the only thing between you and your freedom one of these days. Somebody like me has to be prepared to say, okay, take me away. Or put up the fight. I'm just telling you, folks, you watched a man for 4 years outperform every president, including Ronald Reagan, and you got a group of people who want to replace him with a dementia brain moron and his black mistress, for all intents and purposes, because Kamala Harris has no purpose in politics whatsoever. And we're sitting here, you know, licking our wounds. I ain't licking my wounds. I know with 100% certainty I was right. My vote count, my vote was legit. I voted for the man that this country needed. And you leftists out there, you can, if you want to call this gloating, if this is the way you want to gloat, have fun. Because I'm going to tell you something. You have there are 70 plus million people who have even more resolve than we had before. Wait till you see it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a scene in Ford versus Ferrari that I want to talk to you guys about. And I want to make sure that you guys understand that I absolutely appreciate every one of the hardworking 70 million plus Americans who voted for Donald Trump to win in a landslide election that is currently in under attempt of a coup and being stolen. But you need to know, you accomplished everything you were supposed to do. And you should be congratulating yourselves. You should be smiling about that. You should be smiling at the notion
that Donald Trump is still fighting and he will not let up, unlike Mitt Romney. Welcome back. Glad you guys are with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Ford versus Ferrari. I don't know if you've seen this movie. It's actually a pretty good film. Matt Damon's in it, and forget the other guy. He's Australian, but you've seen him. He's a pretty well-known actor. He plays the mechanic, Ken Miles. And it really is a well-made film, and I love the historical aspect of it because Shelby, who is an iconic name in racing, was one of the guys who won Le Mans, which is a French racing, a grueling race, 24-hour race, and cars had to be made for both speed and endurance. And Ferrari used to win this thing year after year after year. And there's Enzo Ferrari sitting at his factory in Italy, effectively being able to gloat on the idea that whoever brought a car in, he was tweaking these cars to win this race every year. And the name Ferrari became synonymous with quality, speed and quality. And it is, even to this day. I mean, you know, would you rather have a Tesla or a Ferrari? Unquestionably, I would rather have a Ferrari. The Tesla, oh, Kevin, it could beat the Ferrari in 0-60. Fine. You take the Tesla. I'll take the Ferrari. Because, let me tell you, endurance-wise, the Ferrari is going to outlast the Tesla. And it's also going to have better resale. But that's not the reason why I bring up the comment. I want to talk about it in the context of where we are as conservatives, the people who won. Now, there was a scene, so the way this plays out, Ford has hired Shelby to go win Le Mans, and he builds a car, puts it together, and this car is fast. It just doesn't have good brakes, it doesn't have a good suspension system. You know, they put it together to just be a rocket and hopefully win, and they wouldn't let the guy drive the car, Ken Miles, who helped make the car. And the dude was just a driving savant. I mean, his butt cheeks knew how to feel of a car. He was like Niki Lauda, if you know who he is. So, the car was in his DNA, and they wouldn't let him ride. So, anyway, they lose badly. All their cars failed. Every part on every car failed for the most part. And so they bring in Shelby to Ford's corporate office, and he's got to answer to the man, Henry Ford II, Jr. So he's sitting in the lobby, and he's watching people pass this piece, you know, paperwork around, a booklet, a folder, and he finally goes in with Ford. And Ford says to him, in the movie anyway, "Why shouldn't I just fire you right now?" And according to the movie, Shelby says, "Well, because we got Enzo right where we want him." He goes, "What are you talking about?" And he says, "Look," he goes on to say, "about everything that could fail on that car failed. About everything that could go wrong went wrong. All that stuff that we lost, all of our cars didn't finish, yada, yada. All that happened. But something else happened. We clocked 218 miles an hour down that straight, and Enzo has never seen anything that fast. And so, while he can chuckle about all the inner workings and how our car failed, he can't figure out how to come up with that kind of speed." Well, see, I say the same thing to us. They can chuckle. The left have cheated. In the case of Ferrari, he didn't cheat. But in their case, they cheated. They flubbed the numbers. They did everything they could. But you know what they've never seen in real life? They've never seen a legitimate candidate get 70-plus million votes, blow by Barack Obama's 2008 numbers, which should be the high water mark for politics. They've never seen that kind of speed. Do you get it? That's their problem. They can never generate that kind of speed. They can pretend they have it. They can fake it. But they will never legitimately have it. And what Donald Trump is doing, whether it's him is 45th and he gets his second term, or the next person. He's given us the speed. We are now the legitimate high water mark for what it takes to win an election. Legit. And all they've done is they've made more of us matter than you can believe. And they also know, and let me tell you, their own people are going, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound right. They keep bringing people over. They keep pushing people our direction. So we're going to gain more and more speed. Hey, spoiler alert. Ford eventually wins Le Mans. All three cars. That's what's going to happen. So when I tell you, you know, don't get dejected, don't get dejected. But I'm also going to tell you this, and I said it earlier. I alluded to it anyway. Stop putting all your marbles in. Oh, Fox News, Fox News. Let me tell you something, folks. I have Kev Talks that I do now on YouTube. I'm going to be doing those every single day until the day that I stop doing this business or die. And it will be more informative than anything that you'll get from Hannity or Tucker or Laura or any of the others on Fox. And I'm no offense to them, but you're watching the death of conservative news. If you want to call Fox conservative, which they're not, you've watched the death of it. They just dumped Judge Jeanine. Why? Because she dare say that this election is illegitimate. She dare say that. This is where we are. So, as I said, stop watching. Let this process play itself out. If you continue putting yourself through this cycle, it'll drive you crazy. Let me put it another way. Your life has to go on. You still got a job. You still got commitments. You got everything else. No matter what the outcome of this is, it is temporary. Because there are people out there, like me and others, who are putting our money where our mouth is. And we are legitimately going after this stuff. We are strategically now saying, how are we going to do this? And we're working with some pretty brilliant minds to make that happen. And then there's also, there's a justice that's just in the universe. There's a karma controlled by what I believe is God. Looking out for the right people doing the right things. And I believe that just like what happened at the end of 2016 when Barack Obama and them thought, oh boy, we're going to just usher in our next person. No, you're not. In 2010, when after he got elected and he thought he was invincible and we absolutely, you know, witch slapped him and made him realize, no, not going to happen the way you think it is there, boss. And I could go on. See, if you wanted to feel bad because we had a legitimate beat, I would tell you feel bad. In 2008, that's a bitter pill to swallow. But feel bad. That was legit. 2020, you have no reason to feel bad. You have a reason to feel resolve. And you have a reason to say, it's time to get to the bottom of this stuff. And you have a reason now to say to yourself, I can no longer sit passively by and let all these people out there, these warriors that are begging for your support. Understand, folks, why do I tell you about Kev Talks on YouTube? Why do I tell you to pass around my show to people and let them know what's out there? It isn't self-serving. Yeah, do we need to make a living? You're doggone right we do. We deserve it. But this is bigger than trying to me to keep a few shekels in the kitty so I can pay for my staff. This is bigger than that. And I think you're beginning to see that. At least I hope so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.